The space gray MacBook looks sexy as hell to me. This is episode 007. This is our Bond episode.
Is this 007?
This is 007.
GoldenEye.
Yeah. GoldenEye.
Golden Brown Eye. So welcome back, everybody, to this very special episode of
Golden Brown Eye.
Yeah. Are we officially changing the name? I have had some worries about our name, Skiboing, because it's just, I feel like it's a tough thing to tell people. It'd be like, oh, what's your podcast name? Skiboing. Oh, that'll be really easy for me to Google search, won't it?
Yeah. Like, the funny thing is if you search Skiboing in iTunes, we're the second thing. We're the second result. The first result is Scoring.
Oh.
It's like a sports podcast.
So does it say like... why does that come up?
I don't know.
Do they have that as...
I don't know.
Is it like a common thing that people accidentally type?
Maybe.
Because where is... Scoreboard. I mean, the R isn't really near the B.
No, it's on the opposite side of the... It's on the lower row instead of the top row.
I guess...
It's the same finger.
Same finger? Or I think you can go to the B with either. I mean, that's interesting. I mean, I do know that also, like, Skiboing or Scobo is in the Urban Dictionary. It's like a skateboarding term. Or, like, the origin was in the skateboarding community.
Okay.
Where, like, if you're, like, showing off. Like the way they describe it, I think you're like showing off for like a girl. You're
scoboing.
Like, you're a scobo. And then like they said, like used in a word in like a sentence. It's like, hey dude, like quit scoboing over there. I don't know.
Oh like, man.
But
so does that mean we gotta change our podcast name?
I don't think so. We'll just keep it.
Okay.
I mean, we could change it to like
we've got all that SEO stuff. We don't fucking have anything set up. I'm still the only follower of our goddamn Twitter.
No, I
account.
Think I followed it.
Did you? I'm gonna.
I think I might have followed it. I might have thought about following it and didn't, but you could check. I think BS Spees at BS Spees.
I don't have an internet connection.
Well, that's a personal problem, I think.
Oh yeah, Brent and I are not moving in together, but we are both moving.
Yes. So this. This potentially, I mean, I think maybe for like the ease of things, cause like the next 4 weekends or so might be busy. This will probably be the last podcast recorded in the Stoffis version 1.0.
Skiboing Stoffis version 1.0.
Yes. And so the next time we record, it'll be in, the new and improved, Stoffis version 1.1. Now, should it be version 2.0 because it's completely different. It's not just the same office with a couple of updates.
The next one?
Yeah.
I think we should call it 2.0.
Stoffis 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or we could call it the new Stoffis version 1.0.
Yes.
Just like the new Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah. Okay, so there are actually 3 followers.
Really?
I follow it.
You
follow it.
Who else follows it?
Sean Donner.
Sean Donner?
Sean Donner, you are officially the first fan of Skiboing to follow us on Twitter. You know what that gets you?
That gets you everything. I'll tell you, okay? It gets you unlimited access to everything we own. It gets you VIP access to every live show we'll ever do. It gives you a copy of the keys to all of our cars.
I only have one key to my car, though.
You'll have to get some ones and then we'll have to send them to Sean.
Damn it.
Okay. He gets 10% of everything we make.
Oh, don't put that on wax.
I mean, Sean Donner.
Sean Donner is our super fan.
Sean Donner's our super fan. I mean, I always knew thank he you, would Sean be. Thank you, Sean Donner. So, thank you very much, Sean Donner. Spread the word.
Spread the skaboying word in Utah.
In your home planet of Utah.
Yeah. So yeah, we have three followers, us and Sean. That's pretty exciting.
So someone that isn't us and is not even living in the state.
Yes.
We are crossing state lines.
Dude, we are. Yeah, we're cross-continental. I don't know.
No, we're just crossing state lines.
Okay.
Different time zone, maybe?
We are cross time zone.
Yes.
Because I'm sure he's in like Mountain Time or something in Utah. Yeah,
I believe it's Mountain Time. I don't think
I have the internet in front of me, but I'm too lazy.
I don't think it's Pacific time yet. I think you have to get further into Idaho.
Yes.
So
Sean Donner, skaboying superfan number one.
Yeah. So this week while I was driving, for some reason, I was thinking about playing Little League baseball.
Okay.
And how I could like remember weird details about, like, I think I did it like 2 years, but 1 year specifically I could remember like the teams that you didn't want to play against because they were the ones that were always winning. I remember Four Season Athletics mm-hmm. was the team that you were always going to lose against, and that Winnegar, the team that was, I guess, like endorsed by Winnegar, always lost. I played for Associated Lumber Mart, and we were probably just in the middle.
I don't remember who I played for.
And I remember thinking that the
ERA Realty, maybe?
It could have been ERA, because ERA, or also UBC. Is it UBC?
Yeah, they did vinyl siding.
Like the, like Lumberyard. They were like the other Lumberyard in town.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were one of the other ones that were kind of won a lot.
Yeah, I don't remember who I played for. All I know is that 1 year Andy Len was on my team.
Really?
And that was interesting because he had absolutely no interest in being there. He was basically just forced to be there, if I remember correctly.
I mean, that...
Because he was rolling his eyes and making a face in the team photo.
That's awesome. If you still have that, that would be an awesome thing to get. I would like to see that.
I'll have to find it. I'll make but a note of
I,
it.
Like, I remember thinking that like that was like sort of like the peak of your summer. Was like, for at least, I don't know, like, I'm not even that into sports, but like playing like Park and Rec baseball, and like I remember like the coaches like were like, I think they're basically like high school, college kids
who came back for
and
the summer.
I remember thinking that they were the coolest kids in the world.
Yeah.
And they rode like little
mopeds
all over the place. Well, really just like scooters. Like they had those like little scooters.
Honda Raz.
Yeah, like all like, and I just remember thinking like, I can't wait until I am as old as they are, and I'm just going to coach like Little League Park and Rec baseball and T-ball, and I'm gonna ride around on those little Raz.
And then you outdid scooters. All of their scooters by having the cheat.
The cheat. Well, no, I didn't call it the cheat.
No, Sean called it the cheat. Sean, superfan number one.
Sean, superfan number one.
Called it the cheat.
It was just my yellow
Honda moped.
Honda Express moped.
Do you still have that? Is that in the garage?
Yeah, it is still in the garage. It's in a certain state of disassemble.
Disrepair.
Sean Donner, maybe, our number one superfan, still holds the title to it. But when I move, it is just going to relocate to my parents' house because my dad wants to...
Your dad wants to fix it and ride it, doesn't he?
Fix it and probably ride it, which I think is great.
It's perfect.
So...
He won't be riding around on his Honda motorcycle. Around on his Honda Express.
Honda Express. And I think they're almost the same year, because the Honda Express was a 79, And his...
That's older than we are.
Yeah, it's older than we are. Wow. And his motorcycle, his Honda motorcycle, might have been a 79. It might... I don't remember. But I know it's also a 70.
That is really funny.
So he might fix it up if it's possible. Because, I mean, he's like semi-retired-ish. So...
Yeah,
he's
got some time to putz with a smaller.
He's like working from home and like doing a lot of things, so it's like something for him to do.
Yeah, tinker with.
Yeah, and so I think go right for it.
That's cool.
So, sorry, super fan Sean. I mean, obviously, if you do ever want to reacquire the cheat, I mean, I think you technically still own it. I was just storing it for you.
Because and then, you left and then moved to...
Well, no. He was moving to an apartment that didn't have storage for it. And then he just left it here, and it's just always been here.
And then he was homeless.
And then he left the state to live in...
Utah.
Utah. And
Utah?
Be married and stuff.
Yeah, now he's having a kid.
Yeah, so you... you probably won't ever get it back, Sean.
Unless you move back to Minnesota.
Yeah, so just, you know, you should just mail me the
deed.
The title for it. Yep. You can just say that you sold to me for $1, and we'll just transfer the title, and everything will be fine. So.
Cool.
Or I'll just roll it into the river. Fuck it. I don't know. Time capsule city. So, but yeah, like... I thought, like, when I really got to thinking about all the my Park and Rec baseball memories, I was just shocked by all the things that I, like, specifically remembered that were, like, details that I should have just been gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's, but, shit. And I think my coach's name was Brian. Like, I even remember that.
I don't remember the coach's names. I remember Josh Abraham being on my team one summer.
Okay.
And everyone called him Speedy because he was like the fastest kid on the team. And he could get an in the park home run.
Just because
he was that fast. Like, really, it would probably be a triple, but he was just so fast.
No, for anybody else, it would be an actual just a single.
It'd probably be a ground rule double.
yeah. For anybody else, it's a ground rule double, but for him,
it's an in the park home run.
He could have run around the bases twice.
Yeah.
Speedy.
So
I thought they might have just called him Speedy because he had like a darker complexion, and they're just like, he might be Mexican, and you know, because like,
well, my mom did call him Speedy Gonzalez.
Well, yeah,
but it was an affectionate. It wasn't a racist thing to say.
Yeah,
it was just, yeah, no. Josh Abraham.
I mean, all
was and still is
all,
pretty cool.
Yeah,
well, he's a teacher now, though.
Yeah, he's a teacher,
science teacher.
I talk to him occasionally.
Nice.
So. That's something.
I'm trying to remember.
I feel like there was something. I'm just going to look at my list here.
Okay.
I like to refer to the list. There might be absolutely nothing on my list.
Much on mine this time.
Or there could be something on my list. I don't know.
I can tell you that I quit Little League the summer after 8th grade, I think. Because I rode my bike all the way across town to go to Little League practice. And it was like a weird day. We were practicing. We weren't having a game. And no one would let me bat.
Hmm.
The coach that year was a dick.
And I imagine that's actually the case with all of those guys.
Yeah.
Because like when I think back on it now, like they were probably all people that if I was their age... At that point,
yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted to be their friends.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point now, they're like much older than us.
Right.
They could be like fine, upstanding citizens that are really nice. But at that time, they were probably stupid ass douchebags.
Yeah. But I think I was on the team with all the guys that were in our class that were mostly dickheads anyway.
So you were probably like Pat Nelson was probably on your team.
Probably something like that. Yeah. But. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to bat. Corcoran. I didn't get a chance to bat, and I never got a chance to actually get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, well, screw you, you know, whatever. It was the summer before 9th grade because that was the year everyone was going to be actually playing on the school team the following year.
Yeah. You did much more sporty things than I did.
Yeah.
I mean, we golfed.
Yeah. We were in golf in the seventh and eighth grade together.
Yes. But then I feel like, I mean, I don't know if this was the reason you quit, but I feel like I quit golf just because all the other people that were older than us on the golf team were just assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
And like, it was pretty much like they treated us like shit.
Yeah.
Because we weren't rich kids. Like,
that's the exact reason. I was actually told, why are you, how can you play the game if you can't afford the clubs?
Yeah.
Because I was using a hand-me-down set from my grandpa that I didn't have a chipping wedge specifically.
Mm-hmm.
All I had was a pitching wedge.
Well, that's fine.
Right. And they were like, we were practicing chipping up onto the putting green, like the practice green by the clubhouse, and I didn't have a chipping wedge. Mm-hmm. I think I had a sand wedge is what I was using.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Or a 9-iron.
Like, a 9-iron is almost has the same
degree as
like a pitching wedge. And a sand wedge just has a little bit more.
Yeah. So they razzed me about not having the right clubs and using, like, a putter that I think was the first putter I ever got.
Yeah, who cares? A putter, like, the putter is, like, the least of your worries.
Right. Thinking back on it, I'm like, fuck those guys. But at the time, it was like, shit, all these rich kids are telling me that I'm not worth being here because I only have five clubs in my bag.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, looking back on it, we should have just been like,
fuck you guys, like, we're going to golf anyway.
Like, we kind of enjoyed doing it. We should have just been like, fuck you assholes. Yeah. Like, we're going to do this anyways.
I'm pretty sure we were better golfers than them anyway.
Yeah, we were actually pretty good golfers.
So,
I mean, I still continued to golf a little bit. And then once I broke my arm, I pretty much gave it up completely because I couldn't get my swing back. Like,
right.
The break must have just like affected how.
We should maybe think about getting back into golfing.
You know, I have thought about it multiple times.
Because there's a set of clubs at my parents' house that I could just grab and use whenever I wanted.
Yeah, until I think I have more time, I'm not going to mess around with it. My parents might have gotten rid of my golf clubs. Oh, I don't know.
Not your King Cobras.
My King Cobras. But, I mean, if I started golfing again, I would maybe get a whole new set of clubs anyways. But down the road, I think it's something I might start doing again because it's something that I kind of enjoyed.
Yeah.
But
it was nice to just be out there and using like your internal brain geometry to like figure out where you needed to aim and how to aim.
Yeah. Like, and it was kind of relaxing.
Yeah. I mean, it could be frustrating as fuck if you couldn't get on the green.
Oh yeah. I mean, there was some frustrations with the actual game, but for the most part, like I kind of enjoyed being out there, like hitting the ball and like walking around and whatever.
But yeah, we did that.
But that was pretty much it for me. Like I did the park and rec baseball.
Yep.
And that was only like a couple of years when I was like young, like younger ish. And then we did golf in seventh and eighth grade.
Yep.
And then did bowling in high school.
Senior year. Well, we did bowling on Saturdays. Saturday
league. Well, because there was more than, like, I want to say that was like a couple of years worth of, I don't know, maybe you didn't do the high school bowling until senior year. Because, like, I want to say I was even doing it, like, the actual high school league, like, traveling league bowling, like, maybe in 10th grade even. Well, I don't know. Maybe even before that.
No, because
it existed.
The school didn't have a bowling team.
Well, it was never sanctioned by the school, but it was the high school league bowling. Because, like, Charlie Stoltz.
Oh, yeah,
Kim Reed and, like, Chris Reed and Kevin something.
Yeah.
Like, they were all on the league.
Gotcha.
And, like, me and Adam, whatever, were on it as well. But we were, like, the younger kids, so we weren't anchors until they had graduated.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was the anchor.
Yeah.
And then that was about it. But, yeah, bowling. But you did track.
Yeah, I mean, I played T-ball starting the summer after first grade or kindergarten.
I never did T-ball.
And then played all the way through middle school up until the summer before high school. I always played. And then I did football. I played football freshman year. on the freshman team.
Yep, I remember that. That
sucked horribly. I basically did it to appease my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those, like, I'm going to make grandpa proud by playing, and my dad, and then fucked my back up because I joined late, and everybody creamed me. That same year, I was in track.
Yeah.
I did track freshman year, and was, looking at me now, you wouldn't think that I could do this, but I was a sprinter. I did 50 and 100-yard dash, and then I also did long jump and triple jump. So, yeah, and then that was it freshman year. Sophomore year, I think I did track sophomore year. I think I thought about it. I went to a couple practices and then decided I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, because I remember you thinking about it but not really doing it.
Yeah. So then I didn't really do any sports the rest of high school until senior year
with bowling,
and we did bowling.
Yeah.
And then I mean, we would bowl on the Saturday league.
Yeah, we did the Saturday
for Saturdays.
Yeah, we did Saturday bowling.
So I played community ed flag football a couple of falls. And I also played basketball my freshman year. Our freshman year.
Yeah, you did a lot of sports stuff.
Eighth grade
basketball.
Seventh grade basketball, because I remember I had eighth hour.
Ah.
And I couldn't go to practices or go to games. But when I was at practices and at games, I had the highest steal percentage.
Ooh.
For the team.
Stealing those balls.
I was all about stealing other dudes' balls.
Yeah.
I did a lot of sports.
You did a lot of sporty things. All I ever did was, I guess as far as, like, actually in school, that was actually sanctioned by the school, really,
yeah,
was golf. And then, like, they were still considered, like, high school league stuff. And it's, like, stuff that is recognized by the state of Minnesota, but it wasn't, like, actually sanctioned by the school. As I did the bowling. And then also trap shooting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you did that.
Because I got second place the one year for trap shooting.
That's funny.
Because I'm a fucking hunter extraordinaire. No. I guess I could aim and shoot things.
Yeah. I wasn't that good at that. My aim
is...
I was better with bow and arrow than I was with a gun.
Yeah, I mean, trap shooting is fun, and I know, like, a lot of people do it to kind of, like, get warmed up for hunting season. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll go out a couple times trap shooting, but it's a lot different.
Yeah.
It's, like, way different, but I don't know. That was a long talk about...
School stuff. High school stuff. Sports. Work things.
I just got
a couple of short things about work things from... my full-time job here. Strange things customers say.
Okay.
I told lady her password was a specific word in all lowercase letters.
Okay.
There's about 20 or 30 seconds of dead air.
Okay.
I thought, oh, well, she's typing it in. She's testing it. No, she then broke the silence and said, all minimum letters?
What?
Yeah, all lowercase letters. All lowercase. Oh, okay. And then she typed it, and then she got in.
But all minimum?
I nearly...
I don't even know what that means. I nearly
lost my shit. Yeah.
That's actually pretty interesting. Right? I gotta be honest. All
minimum letters.
Like, I deal with... I guess it'd probably be people similar to how people that you might deal with on a daily basis, where it's like they're using technology, but for some reason they don't really understand technology at all. They just, if you tell them, you push this button, it does this, they're like, that's fine. That's all I need to know. I don't want to know anything else.
Right.
But I've never heard anyone refer to them as minimum.
Yep. Minimum.
Well, so do you think she actually calls,
uppercase maximum,
uppercase levels, levels, letters. Yeah. Maximum.
I don't know.
Maybe like lowercase.
I don't know.
Minimum A, maximum Q, like like I don't know. That's weird.
I got a good chuckle out of it. And then the other thing was, this was my favorite quote from the week.
Okay.
So I guess these are both my favorite quotes, but the first one was strange things customers say. Mm-hmm. This is something that a coworker said to me via IM. I was telling her that, this customer was having a hard time understanding what I was telling them via email, and it wasn't actually a customer. It was an account manager for the software that we use. And she, her response was, yeah, well, breathing is hard for some too.
That's a good one. That's a good quote. I
like that. I laughed real hard at that one too, because she had her sassy pants on that day, because we were having not a good time dealing with some of the people that we deal with.
I mean, I definitely feel for you on those days, because I have to deal with some like less than easy to teach or easy to explain things to people.
Right.
But it's usually for like short periods of time, mm-hmm. or like just like one day, and then I'll be back to something else.
Yeah.
You probably have to deal with it every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch that.
Yeah, I just keep smacking my nose on this pop filter.
I guess I'll go into a little bit of state of the Wii U and 3DS.
Okay.
For like a hot second, there's not a whole lot of news that's been happening other than just like more hype and more speculation on Gold Mario and Silver Mario.
Did you get a chance to paint any of your Toon Links?
I did not. This whole moving thing and getting ready for that has kind of put a little bit of a stall on that. That they're actually packed up. So anything on painting them will wait until
we get into Stoffus 2.0.
Until we get into Stoffus 2.0.
Cool.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, that's cool. But I do... with Gold Mario, a bunch more pre-order times popped up this last week. I mean, I was like, I still had my notification set up on that, mm-hmm. and so there was like probably 6 to 8 more times that pre-orders popped up for that. And stores are actually still going to get stock of those on release day or night, whatever you want to call it. But so I did. I actually snagged a second one.
Nice.
Because I'm thinking that it's. I mean, I don't know. This is. I feel like it was a little.
Was it hasty?
You know, I wouldn't say.
Did you break your first rule?
I wouldn't say it's hasty. I mean, it might have just been a little stupid. But because I want to open it and actually maybe use it. But then I thought about like just like keeping one
in the box.
In the box.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I may end up just unloading it on Reddit, like, because I'm sure there'll be people
who don't get their pre-order,
didn't get one pre-ordered, or for some reason
just sell it at cost.
Like they didn't. Yeah, I'll just be like, hey, I've got a Gold Mario. Like,
who wants it?
Who wants it? I don't really know how I'm gonna handle it, because I don't want to. Because I know I'm sure there's scalpers and other people that like are on that like watch that Reddit or the Amiibo subreddit, and I'd rather get it to someone that actually wanted it. So maybe they'll even be someone that's like one of Jesse's friends or just like someone else that might have wanted a Gold Mario that weren't able to get one.
I wish that I was Jesse's friend.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So there's that. The game codename Steam.
Okay.
Was released. I got my pre-order for that on Friday. I picked that up.
It was codenamed?
No, what it's called is codename Steam.
Okay.
And it's like this like sort of like steampunk themed game, and it's like a turn-based strategy type game put out by Intelligent Systems.
Okay.
They do like the Fire Emblem games, and like they did the Advance War games, which were big on like the Game Boy Advance and things like that.
Oh, okay, is that for your new Game Boy Advance 3D XL?
For the well, XL? Yeah, it's for the 3DS.
Yeah,
but it does have some amiibo functionality.
Okay,
where you can scan in any of the Fire Emblem amiibos and then play as them as a character in your game, because it's the characters that you can make as your crew in this game are sort of like historical or like old literary characters. Like Abraham Lincoln is like a character, and then there's also like Tiger Lily, like from like the like Peter Pan.
Okay, cool.
And then there's like some others, like the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, nice.
Is like a character, and then there's like I think there's like a bunch more. Cool. It's not a game that I'm really thinking of that I'm going to get into. I did play the demo for it. It was fun, but I haven't actually opened it yet, and I may even end up returning it. Because I pre-ordered it to get the pre-order bonus, which was strangely a Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask pin. It's like a metal pin that looks like Majora's Mask. It's about the size of like a 50-cent piece.
Okay.
If anyone still knows what those are.
If you return that game, do you have to return the pre-order special?
I'm just going to be like, yeah, I didn't get that. Because gotcha. It doesn't say. It just says like pre-order reservation. And so like online it said like, oh, like pre-order, this is the pre-order bonus and you'll get this while supplies last.
Gotcha.
So,
supplies lasted and you have it.
I'll be like, I got it. And then so I'll either try to return it to...
Did you pre-order it from GameStop?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it from GameStop because they were the only ones that had the...
Gotcha.
So, but I may just take the game... I mean, I know this isn't exactly straight up, but I might just take the game to like Walmart because I know they do returns like without receipts.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I might just play it.
Right.
I mean, it was fun, but it's not my typical cup of tea game. Right. So. That's really all I got for State of the Wii U and 3DS this week.
Okay. I'm still considering selling my Xbox 360.
Okay. Me.
So, yeah, I haven't touched it. I feel like I want to pick up Arkham...
Arkham Knights?
No. I have Batman Arkham City already.
Okay.
For the 360. And I was thinking about maybe playing it again, like plugging it back into the internet real quick for a hot minute, and then like downloading my expansion characters. Because when I bought it, I bought the special edition one, I think.
Okay.
And it came with Robin and Catwoman.
Okay. It's probably like the one that I got, because like the one for the Wii U.
Yeah.
Like, because it came out like way after the game had originally come out. So it was like the Armored Edition, which came out with like all the DLC.
Yeah. See, I don't have any of that. I bought it like 2 weeks after it came out, and it just happened to have those special edition like freebie DLC characters in there.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I might play it, I might not.
But did you play through the whole thing?
Yeah, I beat the game.
But you want to play the DLC.
I was thinking about, I wanted to play the game as one of those characters.
Okay.
To see if what differences there were.
Because like the the one that I played had the Catwoman DLC, and they sort of like, you played it at the same time, so like you'd do...
Would it be like a handoff mission?
Yeah, well you'd do Batman, and then all of a sudden you'd get like... You could like switch to do Catwoman, and she had different like objectives and different like missions that she'd go on, and like her storyline was sort of like, you know, mixed in there. So you did it at the same time, and then there was the Robin story that you sort of played separately.
Okay,
and it was only in part of Arkham City, and that one was fun. There was a problem with it. I don't know if it was only on the Wii or if it was on all of them,
mm-hmm.
where I played through it, through the whole storyline once, and then I was going to go back in and do like 100% completion on it, because there's like balloons that you had to pop and things like that, and I didn't get all of them.
Your glider things that you can do, and
yeah, there was like, you know, different things that you could do to sort of like 100% complete that Robin mm-hmm. mission, and it was sort of shitty because there was some sort of like game breaking glitch that would happen.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
Where, like, if you played through it all the way once, when you went to play through it again, it would like freeze during one spot.
Yeah.
And it like always did. Because it was like, and it was during like an autosave, like where you'd cross like the threshold into like an area where it would do an autosave, and for some reason it would just fucking glitch.
That sucks.
And I mean, I let it slide. I mean, because I'd already played through it, but I kind of wanted to, you know, get all the balloons and do everything. So,
for sure.
It was a really great game. So
cool. I really liked it.
So was there a different one you were going to get? You were saying you were going to get a different Arkham game?
No, I was trying to remember what it was called.
Oh.
Yeah.
The one that you already have.
Yes.
Okay.
Although I would like to play Arkham Origins.
I've heard that it's all right. I've heard that it seemed like when people played it or like the reviews on it, it just seemed like sort of like a small like game to play in between the release of when Arkham City came out and when Arkham Knights was coming out.
Yeah.
I thought about getting it for my Nintendo, but I passed on it.
Yeah.
Just because so many people were like, they just said like it wasn't worth it.
Gotcha.
But who knows?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of considering maybe getting like a Wii U, just because then like you and I could play, a couple of the different games.
Well, yeah.
Over the Wii, online gameplay. Yeah, connection.
like we could do like the Mario Wii, Mario the Kart
universe or whatever.
Yeah, I mean that's what they should call it. I don't think they call it that, but that's what they should call it, the Wii universe.
Yeah,
like a weird U. But yeah, because like Mario Kart online is pretty fun. Like the game Splatoon mm-hmm. that's coming up. I think it'll be.
Can you play the Zelda Warriors?
Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, can you play that online together?
Because
I know we can play split screen.
Yeah, well, you can do like split screen. I don't think so.
Okay.
But
also, Nicole, my wife, loves like Mario Kart.
Well, she loves Mario Kart,
and she loves like Mario Party.
Oh yeah,
it's like her jam. Oh,
yeah, Mario Party 10. I forgot it was Mario Party 10 is coming out next Friday.
Yeah, so
March 20th.
I think I might want to get that because we don't need another DVD player. We don't need, you know, a bunch of other stuff. Like, I don't really need my Xbox 360. It doesn't get played. And I think if there were more games other than just, like, Wii Sports or... Because, like, I really don't like Mario Party. Like, if I'm going to play a board game, I'd rather play a board game.
Well, yeah. I'm with you on that. Like, Mario Party's fun. But it's a little, you know.
So, but yeah, I've been toying with the idea of getting a Wii U just to, it'd be nice. And then like move the old Wii U, like give that to like my parents to play or something, or another friend who wants a game console but can't really afford one and, you know, wants to play with it or whatever. So, on other things that I would like to have, you and I had discussed iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
I bought an iPhone used on Gazelle, Gazelle.com. Got it, was in great shape, booted it up, and I was no more than like 3 screens into setting it up, and I got a blue screen and it crashed. So, might be getting, I ended up doing a return on it because they didn't have enough in stock to do a exchange. So, there's that. So I might be getting another one of those, but I thought I saw something online this week that I thought of you. I mean, I thought of me, but I thought of you too. And it's really cool. It's called the Wonder Cube.
Okay.
It is a 1-inch by 1-inch cube that is like a keyring, charger, sync cable, stand, flashlight, and micro USB storage device. Or not micro USB, excuse me, micro SD storage device. It's on Indiegogo. You can pre-order it on their website. It comes in like a almost like a gunmetal color or white.
Okay.
But the cool thing is so one side has this little flip down that exposes a either a micro USB charging, like a micro USB adapter, or you can get the Apple Lightning connector.
Mm.
The other side of the cube opens up and has a full-size USB, so you can plug it into like any sort of USB charging brick or into your computer. You can do data transfers. You can charge it. One of the pictures they show on the website is like someone happens to have like a USB outlet on their wall next to their bed. So they have the Wonder Cube plugged in through USB on that. And then they put their phone on the top. And then they use it as a stand at night, which I thought was cool. It's got like micro suction on one side, so you can use it as a stand. Also, when you flip down the full-size USB, there is a slot on the bottom because, I mean, USB is not that thick,
mm-hmm.
what the actual contact part is. But what they've done is they have taken that full-size USB and instead of making it the whole thickness of the bottom, they actually made a SD card reader slot for a micro SD card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it doubles. So you can plug that in and you can use it as a place to offload your stuff on the go. Because, I mean, you're going to put it on your keyring. You're going to have it with you. Yeah. And if you are, like, you and I were fucking around the one night playing with slow-mo on your iPhone 6, and we filled your phone after playing with it for, like, 15 minutes or 20 minutes or something.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, those videos must have
been huge. So, but we could have, instead of deleting them or coming into the office and trying to back them up, we can just plug it in. Select that you, because they have an, like, I think they're going to have a Wonder Cube app, and it'll be kind of like an iCloud storage type backup or like a Google Drive storage, where it just, like, you plug it in and it's a shareable thing, so you can share that information down to your Wonder Cube and then back it up, and it reads up to a 64 gigabyte micro SD card. Now, you and I had talked once before about how awesome it would be to have Bluetooth streaming capabilities in a vehicle, because I was thinking about making my Raspberry Pi into like a media server and then running the whole thing off of the Raspberry Pi in my glove compartment,
mm-hmm.
and then just streaming everything to my phone that way. I'm lazy and I think that's a lot of work, so I might just use Wonder Cube. Especially because you can do pass-through charging. Unlike the SanDisk, because you've seen those, right? The SanDisk, like, Lightning connectors,
mm-hmm.
where they're, like, basically, like, you can get up to, like, 128 gigs of SanDisk flash memory, but it's, like, a big honking thing that you plug into the bottom of your phone, but you can't charge it at the same time. This thing is really cool because you can take the full-size USB, extend it, plug the micro USB or Lightning into your phone, and it'll still read it, but then you can plug like a regular USB cable into it, like you were going to plug it into a computer, and then plug that into like a car charger, and you could use pass-through in your vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and charge it while you're streaming your stuff from the SD card.
I mean, that...
it hits everything.
Yeah, it pretty much, like, the problem that we were talking about, like, pretty much solves... that would be a solution to what we've talked about.
Because the iPhone only has so much storage, and a lot of Android phones only have so much storage. They don't have an SD card slot anymore,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a big mistake.
Well, yeah, that sort of was like something that stood out with them compared to the the iPhones.
I still think that, that Apple should include an SD card reader.
Yeah,
and they should. I mean, even if they only make it able to read a 64 gigabyte SD card, the fact that you have that option for expandable memory, you can still buy a 128 gig iPhone 6 Plus, 17 billion, you know, whatever you want, but you still have that option to put storage in on the cheap if you need it.
Well, yeah, and I just think it, like, some sort of removable storage would be nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was afraid that these guys weren't going to reach their funding goal to actually produce it. They're 102% of their goal right now.
Well, that's great.
So, but for $50, you can do a Wonder Cube. Gets you the Wonder Cube in black or white and a quick-release keyring. So, you can just unsnap it from your keyring on the go. That's a $20 savings. The retail cost is going to be $70.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's steep, but for what you're going to get out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I probably won't jump at the Indiegogo of it.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's available,
yeah.
That might be something I definitely snag.
I mean, they have other ones too where you can get like the other levels, like $59 contribution gets you a 16 gigabyte Wonder Cube, so you get the Wonder Cube plus a 16 gigabyte micro SD card. $69 for $10 more, you get double the Wonder Cube storage. Oh, here's the other thing that I think I totally forgot about it until I'm on their Indiegogo site and it's showing the things that it replaces.
Yeah.
So the micro suction stand is cool, but inside that is a small flashlight, like a little LED micro torch is what they call it.
Okay.
So it's got a little button, and I think whenever you charge your phone, it just puts a little bit of extra juice and reserves that inside the Wonder Cube.
Okay.
So you can use the light as a flashlight when you need it. So that's cool. The coolest part of this, aside from everything else that I think makes it something that I want to back, is it has an emergency charging port on it.
Okay.
Open the top of it, there's connectors for a 9-volt battery.
Okay.
So if you're out and about and you don't have access to a charger, like you're in the woods or something, or, you know, just not near, or it's a blackout and you need to charge your phone, if you have a 9-volt battery, you can pop the 9-volt battery on and it'll charge your phone to like 60%.
I mean, that's actually pretty cool. That's been something I've been actually, I mean, I hadn't looked to see if anything like that existed yet, and there may be other things out there that do that. Because I know there's like all kinds of like
cases and stuff.
Like cases or like little charging things. Mm-hmm. But I always thought like just like a battery.
Yeah.
You know, like a 9-volt battery. Because like a lot of like campers will carry 9-volt batteries because they either like use things that they use, or you can use them as like an emergency fire starter.
Yeah.
And so like you might have a 9-volt battery. Just plug that in to get like a charge on your phone. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember exactly. I want to say it gets it to 60% battery. Man, I wish they outlined exactly how much. Because I don't know how much, like how many milliamps a 9-volt battery. I suppose I could look it up quick.
So, yeah. Well.
Sorry.
While Reed is looking at.
I'm just really into this all of a sudden.
Looking at batteries. I mean, I am. I had not heard of this Wonder Cube you speak of. I feel like it might have been something that I saw somewhere, but I didn't really like research it or like look into it. I just saw that it existed. But now that you've actually told me about it, it's actually something that I feel like I definitely might buy. Because I've been looking for a sort of an emergency charging thing. Mm-hmm. And so that, the fact that it does that, seems like a big yes for me. But well, Reed's still looking up batteries, 9-volt battery statistics.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look it up in depth later and update later. But
I think we could do. I mean, this.
I think it's gonna get at least a 50-60% charge.
I mean,
I'll look it up more. And
I mean, an iPhone seems like it can run for like 2 or 3 days just on 10% battery sometimes. So
yeah.
I mean, like in a pinch, like that's gonna really,
yeah,
that's going to get you a lot of battery time.
Right. Or especially like if you're on the go and you like, you're, say you're at the Mall of America and you're texting and you're doing whatever. I mean, obviously there's places to stop and charge.
Yeah, there's charging stations.
But if you don't have the time to stop, you can take your phone out. You can take the Wonder Cube out. You've got a 9-volt in your bag.
Yeah.
You pop it on. You carry it. You hold it while you walk. You get to your car and you're able to text your friends or family members and be like, where are we meeting for dinner?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's it seems like it's light and it's very useful. So I like it.
Yeah. Fool for a fortnight.
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 But this week's
Fool for a fortnight?
Fool for a fortnight.
Fool for a fortnight.
I'm sort of really going, I feel like I'm going a little nuts on this one. Just because I had a lot of feels about it. So, a lot of people might be aware that they did like the like full like reveal like thing about the Apple Watch.
Oh yeah,
this past week or
are you thinking
or so.
Tim Cook is fool for Fortnite?
I'm just gonna go and say Apple is this week's fool for Fortnite. Just on the fact that I think that the Apple Watch is pricing, which I don't know if it had even been leaked or like thought of before. I think
people
the pricing
speculated.
On it is insane.
Yeah,
I think that the like
it's $359 for the low end. That's starting the low end sport watch with 38 millimeter face.
Yeah,
it only goes up from there.
Yeah, like
for the sport watch,
like
it's
like the ones that I saw were like basically the, like the one that I would probably be interested in.
Yeah.
Is probably like $600 or $700.
Yeah,
like that is insane. Like if I'm gonna spend that much money on a watch, like I'm just gonna get a nice watch.
Yeah. Well, plus the thing that
like
that
I,
is
like,
ridiculous to me is when you buy a nice watch, like it's eventually it's gonna become an heirloom. It's something that you're gonna pass on. Like you buy a Rolex, you're gonna give that to your kid.
Yeah,
or your
and I mean
grandkid.
Yes, like a Rolex is like several thousand dollars, but still, like you buy like a really nice Rolex,
yeah.
Like that's something like if you take care of it, it's gonna last.
Yeah.
And that's like this like why
the software that's running on the Apple Watch edition, the high end, mm-hmm. Mind you, that phone is made of 18 karat gold, 100% 18 karat gold or something like that,
yeah.
Or rose gold.
Yeah.
Starting price on that is $10,000. So you have to decide, do I want to buy a mid-range sedan or do I want to buy a fucking watch that is going to run the exact same software as the sport edition that is going to cost me $350, which
yeah.
I agree is still too much for an Apple Watch.
Like I
would be cool.
I just think that it's, I don't know.
I'm so here. You're, I can tell you're flustered.
Oh,
I'm going to give you a minute to compose yourself.
Yeah. I need a minute.
The Android Wear is the, obviously Google's answer, like response to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it running. I've seen it, you know, it looks cool. The Samsung Gear Watch or whatever it was that came out when they launched all their stuff. Too big, too bulky, too fucking ugly.
Yeah, all of them that I've seen are too big, too bulky, and too ugly. They're like they
There's
all
two that I would actually put money into right now if I was going Android Wear.
Yeah,
I would get a Motorola 360 mm-hmm. Android smartwatch.
Yeah,
because it essentially runs Google Now, and it just they look nice. They look like a nice circular faced watch.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are issues with it because, like, you lift your wrist and the actuator, like, or the accelerometer picks it up and it automatically turns it on, or there's the backlight on it isn't that great, can't see it in the sun. The new Asus smartwatch, Android smartwatch, looks freaking awesome. It's a metal case, it's square-faced, it's probably like a 44-millimeter face on it, so normal-size square watch, like, yeah, rectangle watch. Those watches at launch, like, you can buy a Motorola 360. You can even get custom ones through the Motomaker online on their website for like $250. Yeah, it's expensive for a watch.
But that's a much better price point.
Right.
Like, I think that like $399 or whatever,
yeah,
should be your high end.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there should be any overlap on, like, the price of your watch,
yeah,
and the price of your phones, like, so, your actual iPhones.
The Apple Watch Edition at $10,000.
Yeah. Which is, like, that's, like, an extreme example.
Right.
But, like, it exists. People will buy it, but...
Like I said before, you want to buy a mid-range sedan outright, or do you want to buy a watch? So, there's that comparison. But the Apple Watch Edition starts at $10,000, goes to $17,000.
Yeah, yep.
You know what that gets you? Not much else. It's the exact same case that you're buying at the $10,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
It's still sapphire glass, so you're still paying for the sapphire glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the same amount of gold.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Same amount of gold. It runs the same software as the $300 edition. As
the Sport Edition. We talked about this.
Yeah. Which personally I think looks better than I'm not a gold person.
I don't
love gold. I hate it. In fact, I think it's tacky looking. I'm sorry.
Like,
I think gold, white gold, cool. Yellow gold.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't mind. No, actually, like, gold jewelry, fine, whatever. Like, it's just not my choice.
Yeah.
Gold Apple products need to get the fuck out. The gold
MacBook looks okay.
I know. I think it's like, it was expected.
Yeah.
I mean, I like
the space gray MacBook looks sexy as hell to me.
Yeah.
Like, I would, if I had that kind of money to drop on a new laptop and I needed something more than an iPad or a MacBook Air.
Yeah.
I would probably get the space gray MacBook, but I don't need that.
Yeah.
And I don't really think the butterfly key mechanism is going to change my mind that much.
Yeah.
Anyway, watches.
Watches, like the Apple Watch. Like I was really hoping, because I had kind of seen a little, like, rumors and speculations of what I thought the prices would be. And I was hoping, like, I hope these are wrong. Like, I hope, like, I would have even been satisfied with, like, if they had said, like a $199 up to $499, like, price range, depending, like, I mean, obviously for, like, the gold ones and things like that, like, what, you know, whatever.
The reason, like, the gold ones go all the way up to, like, $17,000, by the way, is for the designer straps.
Yeah.
A strap of gold is going to increase the value $7,000.
Well, I mean, if it's a lot of gold.
No, I know.
I mean,
I still
gold's
think,
at like a real high price right now.
How many people are going to get mugged for this watch so that it can be fucking boiled down and sold?
Probably some.
There's going to be a lot of people getting shot over a gold watch.
They'll probably just, well, yeah, there might be. I don't know. I mean, the people that are buying them, these like $10,000 ones probably aren't going to be walking in neighborhoods that they're going to get shot. But anyways, like, this Apple Watch is just...
I don't think it's going to do enough to even...
I almost wish that it didn't exist at all.
Yeah.
Like,
they had to get into the market, though.
For all the things that I mean, there's things that I didn't necessarily agree with of the way he did things or how it worked when Steve Jobs was in charge and running the show. I think that him holding back on, like, making an iPad mini, like, I know he was sort of against it. Like, I think that was maybe a foolish,
that's their best selling iPad right now.
Yeah. Like, I think that an iPad mini totally makes sense.
I would, if I had to buy an iPad today, I wouldn't buy a mini. I'd buy an Air, but that's only because I like the bigger screen size.
Yeah.
If all I was going to do on it was read, a mini would be perfect because it's like 6.9 inches.
Yeah.
It's the size of a paperback book.
If I needed to get a tablet for work, I would get an iPad mini. I think they're perfect. But I think that Steve Jobs would have been opposed to this.
Yeah.
At least.
I mean, this is just speculation on our part, but I do agree with you.
I think he would have been opposed to this type of rollout for an Apple Watch. Like, yeah. I don't think.
Although he was in charge when the Apple Lisa came out.
Yeah.
And that was $10,000 for a computer that ran, like, Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
But
like, that. That was a that was like a way different time.
In today's money, how do you, like when they
like inflation?
They adjust for inflation.
Yeah.
It's $25,000 for the Apple Lisa.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
but
yeah, I mean, that's different. That's like different. The computer age was different then.
That's true.
Like I don't know.
I'm happy for anyone who can afford and will love the Apple Watch. I can't. Yeah,
I think that its functionality is cool.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I want to pay like 500 some bucks probably.
Yeah.
To look like Dick Tracy.
You know what I'm going to do instead? Not get an Android Wear either. Because then I'm stuck. And you know that I like going from Android to iOS, switching back and forth, seeing what's different, seeing what I like.
Yeah.
Which is why when I get an iPhone, I'm not getting rid of my Motorola Moto X. I'm going to keep it and use it.
If you want to switch
back. If I want to switch back. That way I have something that's Android. I mean, I have my Android tablet. I don't use my Asus Transformer nearly as much as I should. But what I'm going to get eventually... Have you seen the Pebble Time? You know what the Pebble smartwatch is, right?
Yeah.
They came out like 2-3 years ago. It was all plastic, different colors. The best looking one, in my opinion, was orange.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't do a whole lot with it. It didn't have like a touch screen or anything fancy schmancy like that. It was an e-ink display.
Yeah.
But the great thing about that is it worked with Android. It worked with iOS. You could use it on either.
Mine with ink is like real low power.
Exactly.
Really low power.
You can get like a week and a half with on a single charge. And that's only if you're checking the time and checking your message, your notifications.
And you're going to see it in any light.
Yeah.
Any light at all.
Backlights are great.
Yay.
Plus, they came out with the Pebble Steel.
Yeah.
The next year. I think they launched it at South by Southwest.
Okay.
That's a great looking watch. It's what I think a smartwatch should be at this point. It basically had the same functionality, but it was in a steel case. This year, they came out with an upgraded version. Well, first, they were doing a Kickstarter, because they love Kickstarter, and I don't blame them. That's how they launched initially.
Well, I think it's great. Yeah. Using Kickstarter and Indiegogo, it's great.
So, they came out with the Pebble Time. E-ink display, color... With a backlight, like a really nice backlight. Screen still isn't... I don't remember 100%, but I don't think it's touchscreen yet. Which, not a
That's
big deal.
That's fine.
I don't need it to be. It is always on, because it's e-ink. Super low. I think they said something like 2 weeks charge on it.
Yeah.
Even with a color e-ink display.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The way it works is when you look at the watch, the first screen you see is the time and things that are happening right then.
Okay.
You can look at your notifications. You can do different things. If you scroll down, it goes into blue, and that's... Is that right? There's blue and gold colors on one of the sides. Like, I don't know. I can't remember. I could look it up, but I'm not going to because that takes time.
Yeah, don't do it.
Basically... If you scroll down, that's things that are happening in the past. Those are your notifications that came in, you know, up till like 10 hours ago or something. And then it's other things you've seen or had on your calendar or notifications or different tasks that took place, your step count. Because the cool thing with the Pebble, this is what's probably drawing me into it, is that not only is it a watch... not only does it allow me to see my notifications on my wrist and make me pull my phone out of my pocket, not only does it let me go back and forth between operating the two big operating systems right now on smartphones, Android and iOS,
which is really nice.
Yeah, it also has it acts as a pedometer, and it doesn't have to be connected to your phone to count it. The Apple Watch doesn't count your steps unless it's hooked up to an iPhone with HealthKit.
Is it the watch that's actually counting?
No,
the
it's steps? Your phone.
It's your phone.
Yeah.
But
the only thing the watch does is takes your heart rate and checks your blood pressure. So not only does it act as a pedometer, but if you push the up button, there are different things you can do, like press and hold and stuff on the buttons to go into different things. But you can view future events, things that are on your calendar that are syncing over to your watch. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes what's in your Google Calendar or your iCal or whatever on your phone, and it pops that into your phone based on notifications, and then you can scroll through and see what's going on. You can dismiss things. So those start at $250 for the plastic ones. Mm-hmm. Come in three different colors. Like a gunmetal, a black, and like a white, I think. Mm-hmm. Something. 2 weeks later, they came out with the steel version. If I get one, I'll probably get the black plastic one, just because if the screen goes blank, it just looks like a piece of black glass on my wrist.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it looks classy. I think the steel version, the Pebble Time Steel, is only $100 more.
I mean, that's not
$350. Color display, e-ink, it's going to last at least a week. The Apple Watch, they're talking 18 hours at most. That means you have to take that thing off every single night, or even partway through the day, to charge
it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
I'm guessing for most people, it'll last you all day. Right. But
if you're someone who gets a shit ton of notifications, or you have a bunch of calendar appointments,
I just feel like you're
going to I'm sending you my heartbeat. Or I'm sending you, want to get sushi? You know, something like, I'm sending you a fucking smiley emoticon. Like, that's shit I don't need. That is shit that's going to drain my battery down.
I mean, I'll say it like that. That's kind of cool. Like being able to do functions from the watch.
But until
cool.
they can and get the battery up to at least 48 hours, where if I'm out, like when I had before I had the job I have now, where I sit at a desk all day and I'm bored, I did telephony and I would travel across the country to do installs.
Yeah.
For phone systems. One of those days could be a 16 and a half hour day of just installs.
Yeah, and you for whatever reason might be like using your watch a lot.
A notification came in. Like, well, okay, good, I'm back to doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, or you might like send a quick message to someone or reply or like check something or like, you know.
That's not going to last through a day of constant use.
Yeah, I would think I would want 48 hours with, I would say
moderate usage.
Like you say 30% usage. 30% of that time is you using it.
70% is just it.
Is standby.
Yeah, looking at the time.
Or looking at the time. I think that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Fool for Fortnite is
Apple.
Apple.
Man, we just went on a rant.
Apple, in parentheses, Apple Watch. I know it's not a person, but it had to be this week. I had a lot of feels about it, so.
Yeah, so that's that. The only thing I have left is I started listening to EDM music recently. Okay. I mean, I've liked dubstep. I like listening to Skrillex and Flux Pavilion and stuff like that.
Yeah, I won't judge you too strongly on that.
But so I started listening to Deadmau5.
Okay.
And his shit is super catchy. It's super fun. There's a kid outside skateboarding. Looks like he's going to break his ankle.
Yeah, I was just watching it.
He's like flying all over the place on that board. He does not have any board control. But so I was watching, like, I ended up going to the Deadmau5 website.
Okay.
And, you know, thinking back to Deadmau5, thinking back to Albino Rhino stuff.
Yeah.
The Deadmau5, like.
The Deadmau5, yeah. that's what I see in my head whenever someone says Deadmau5. Deadmau5
is the
I see the Deadmau5.
The mouse, yeah, with X for eyes. Yeah, so I stumble across the website, and he's got a video section. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, music videos. And then I was like, what's this? Coffee Run videos. So he gets, like, a friend or another musician that comes up to Toronto, because that's where he lives. And they go for a coffee run. They get in his car. He's got two GoPros. He films it, and then he does, like, a basic, like, a small little interview, like, get to know your thing.
Okay.
While they go to Tim Hortons to get coffee. And then the one I watched most recently, Pharrell was there. They were talking about Nintendo, stuff like that. They're in the drive-thru at Tim Hortons, and you hear a girl yell, "Are you Deadmau5?" And his window's open, and he just yells, "Sometimes!" And then he closes his window and goes, get his food. And that was the best response ever. Like, that's... I laughed so hard at that.
Yeah, I kind of like
because
that.
Because that's something that you and I would say. Like, if somebody asked us something, it's like, yeah, sometimes.
Be like, yeah, sometimes.
And bye. So, yeah, that's what I had. Golden brown eye.
Yeah. 007. I mean, I never thought for that we'd make it. I mean, we're getting pretty close to 10.
Yeah.
10's a big number.
10 is a big number. The double dig. Well, I guess technically these are all three digit, but you know. Well, what I mean.
But yeah, you know.
We'll be zero, then double dig.
Yes.
So, my wife just text messaged me and she's calling me now. So if we want to pause it quick for a minute.
I can't. So, but I'll just, yeah.
Okay.
Breathe in. Breathe deep.
So I have a car payment. We have two car payments, in fact.
Reed has two car payments.
One through GM Financial.
Correct.
For Nicole's leased Chevy Cobalt.
Yes.
And then we have one through JP Morgan Chase.
Yes.
Who I had my Camry through, and now I have my Malibu through.
Correct.
Okay. No big deal.
NBD.
Except now, Nicole wrote a check for the payment on my car, on my Malibu. Sent
okay.
It to JP Morgan Chase. It was written the end of February. It was cashed on the 2nd of March.
Okay.
It was written for $181.15. They deducted $481.15. I called them. They said, oh, well, if it's something on our end, we'll definitely reimburse you, and any fees or anything like that that gets taken out by your bank, we'll reimburse you. If it's Chase's fault, we'll fix it. You just have to get us a picture of the check, front and back, fax it to this certain place, they'll get back to you. So I'm like, okay, no problem. So I look on our account online, on our bank account, there is not a picture of the check. Every other check that we have written in the past, like, month, has a picture of it.
Yeah.
Like, it gets sent to the bank. It gets scanned.
Yes.
Not this one.
But it showed up. Did it show up as a check?
It showed up as a check.
Okay.
In our checking, our online checking account. In our online ledger.
Okay.
Or statement or whatever you want to call it. So I go to the bank. We find this out on a Sunday. I go to the bank Monday of this week. And I say, hey, this is what's happening. I need a picture of this check to fax to Chase so they can get it sorted out for us. They're like, well, what happened? So I explained to them, check was written for this much. They took out $300 more than they needed to. and we need that money back because what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, do you know the check was written? I was like, yes, I fucking know my wife wrote the check. We don't generally have a couple grand in the bank. So yeah, we wrote the check for the amount due. So they're like, okay, no problem. We'll look it up. We will file a dispute with Chase on your behalf. No problem. The bank's been great.
Yeah.
So I get a call back from, I go in, I sign the paperwork on Tuesday because they needed to do some research to find out what kind of thing they needed to file, what kind of dispute they needed to file. Mm. So they filed an incorrect amount, invalid check investigation thing. I went in on Tuesday on my lunch, signed the paperwork. I got a call at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon saying that they had sent it to Chase. No problem. Cool. It's on its way. We'll get this sorted out. We get a letter in the mail saying that it's been taken care of. I get a call from the lady at the bank that says it's been taken care of. You should see your money in the bank in the next day.
Okay.
So we check. Sure enough, they returned us all $481.15.
Okay.
Instead of giving us the $300 that we were owed. Cool. Not only did we get that, but that was the same day that they dropped the money from Gazelle back into my account. So cool. We now have an extra $900 in the account.
Yes.
Nicole just called me. She was basically in tears because we got the check came out. I'm not going to say the check number, but check number X came out on the 2nd for $481.15.
Yes.
Should only been $181.15. We went to the bank, talked to the bank. They got us our money back.
Yes.
Then I was going to call tomorrow and find out how much we actually owed Chase because our bill for March is coming up and it needs to be sent to them. So I need to know, okay, do I just send like $360 or whatever?
Yeah.
Since they sent us almost $500 back?
Yeah.
The $500 that they essentially stole from us? So the dispute cleared. They said, okay, this is your money. We sent it back. We got that back on the 11th, on Thursday.
Okay.
On Friday, Chase fucking pulled $481.15 out of our goddamn checking account again.
Okay. Why?
Don't know. And it's the same check number. It's check X.
So it's like...
They pulled it, they gave it back to us, and then they pulled it again. The thing that pisses me off the most about this, if we had made this payment online through my Chase account, it would have been taken care of.
Yeah. Like, I feel like at this point...
We don't owe them any money for this month and last month, as far as I'm concerned. They should cover that cost, because if we didn't have a couple grand in the bank right now because we got our tax returns and my financial aid stuff back, we would be fucked. We would be absolutely hosed. We would have so many overdraft fees.
Yeah,
we would have to declare for bankruptcy.
Well,
I'm not even kidding you.
Well, I don't know if you'd have to, but I mean, I'm sure it'd be like, well, you'd be fucked. You'd basically have if that was your only checking account,
we would have almost $1,000 in negative balance in our account right now.
Well, yes,
because Nicole checked it. There's a $900 discrepancy in our account because of this.
Yeah,
so. What the fuck? So I talked to the bank. This was Tuesday or Monday when I went in to talk to them initially.
Yeah.
Chase is one of the only people that do this. Like, you know when you pay for something online, but you do it with an electronic check?
Yeah.
You put in your check, your bank account information. Yeah. So I've done that a lot. No big deal. In fact, that's how I paid for my Camry. Was every payment I made was done with an electronic check from the website.
Yeah.
But what they do is when you send them a physical check... They do it as an electronic check.
Yeah, they like...
But they don't scan it in. They don't send it back to the bank. They just put it in their files.
Yeah, they just have the information. They fill it out and submit the thing.
Yeah.
So whenever whoever typed it in,
they fat fingered it because the 4 and the 1 are very close together.
The 4 and the 1 are next to it, so they fat fingered it.
When it first happened, I was cool with it. I was like, okay, they took the money, they fat fingered it, it's not that big a deal. But now they pulled it again.
That just seems so weird.
On the same check number.
That just seems really weird.
Like, I don't get pissed that easily. And especially now that I'm getting older, like, I get frustrated, but I'm just like, there's nothing I can do about it. So it's just water off my back. You know, water off my shoulders. Like, it'll work out the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
But this is, like, ridiculous, dude. I mean,
it's ridiculous that, like, it gets taken care of, and then...
And then they fuck me over again. Like, the same
thing comes up again. Because I'm sure that what... Like, the only thing I can guess is that there's something about the check that to vent, like... It seems like it'd be like a fat finger situation, but it's almost like the check
is stuck in their system.
Well,
either here's the thing. They scanned it in and sent it to the bank. So we have a copy of the check now. We have a picture of the check. It says 181.15.
Like, clearly?
Yes.
So it's got to be like they just like they, it's like they're just idiots. It's like they reimbursed you for like the mistake. The
full amount.
But then, like, in their systems, they just, like, had the, it's like the
check
their,
was just,
their electronic, like, I guess their electronic version of it, they just ran it again.
Yeah. So now we're going to have to go into the bank tomorrow and file another discrepancy.
That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and it's going to be even more of a pain in the ass because I have to deal with these people for the next 3.5 years till the car is paid off. I'm getting rid of this car. It's not my favorite car anyway. We know you and I have discussed this already.
Yeah.
But
that's a super pain in the ass.
Yeah. And it's just so frustrated.
Well, I do not blame you. I am glad that
I'm going to overrule your Apple Watch as fool for a fortnight, and I'm saying JP Morgan Chase is fool for a fortnight right now.
I'm fine with that.
You know what?
They can be co-fools. Fools for a fortnight.
It is no longer fool. It is fools for a fortnight. And we're calling out big fucking businesses.
Big business.
On a small podcast.
We got your eyes on you.
We've got your eyes on you?
We've got...
You said we got your eyes on you. Yeah. Or are you just saying we've got you, comma, we've got eyes on you?
Yeah. Gotcha. Big business, we've got our eyes on you. We're going to fucking call you out every fucking 2 weeks. We're going to be like, fuck you guys. But actually, for like the next 5 weeks, we probably won't. Out.
So it's probably a good thing we're going after big businesses.
Yeah, we're making this a big one. As our
fools.
Fools. You guys are nothing but a bunch of suckers.
Seriously, though, guys, I would like my money back.
Ed Reed would like you to fix the problem.
I would like there to be no problem anymore.
He would like you to just charge him the money that he actually just owes and not...
I mean, technically speaking, I owe them like $7,000 for the vehicle, but...
Well, but just his normal monthly payments. My normal monthly payments. I mean, that's all he's asking. I mean, you're a giant...
You're a giant conglomerate company.
I mean, I actually have a credit card through Chase.
Yeah, I don't.
So...
I've had 2 credit lines through them for vehicles, though.
Yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, you guys are fucking suckers. I don't know. Fool for. There are Apple Watch, Apple, and
JP Morgan Chase. Fools for a fortnight.
You're fucking fools for a fortnight, or you'll be our fools for fucking 3 fortnights, probably. So, because I would guess not until probably the very, very end of April will we record again.
Yeah. Maybe something small, depending on if you pack a bunch of stuff up. Maybe we can do it on the MacBook.
Yeah, I mean, if for some reason the Stoffis version 1.0 is still in its existence, we'll maybe record again. But we'll, for right now, we'll just say that this might be the last one for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So hit us up on Twitter.
Skaboing.
At Skaboing, right?
Yeah.
Hit
us up on Gmail at skaboing@gmail.com.
Yep. go to our WordPress,
skaboing.wordpress.com.
That's really all of it. That's all we got.
Yeah,
right,
we don't
now,
have
right?
a Facebook.
I think we should stick with that. I don't think we should have a Facebook. I mean, I think all we need is the Twitter. We got the WordPress, you know. Go to iTunes, give us a review. If you don't mind, just give us 4 or 5 stars and then just tell us how shitty you think we are.
Yeah.
You know, Sean.
Sean. Superfan number one, Sean. Superfan number one,
Sean Donner. That was Skaboying for this Fortnite.
For this Fortnite. 007.
Or so, 007.
Skaboying.
Golden Brown Eye.
Podcast. Skaboying podcast.
Yeah. So. Don't be hasty. You guys are fucking suckers.